B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Well, there's something happening in your world, Loren, and a lot of people might not know.
Yeah. My new house is under like a, I don't want to say complete construction, but we're doing some renovations.
Okay.
And, you know, I just get antsy and I like want to move forward. Like I hate waiting on people, right? Well, my husband is on the road like 3-4 days a week sometimes, mm-hmm. 4 days this week. And I hate like waiting to ask him to hang something or to like put up a fire detector or something like that. And with all this construction going on, we are redoing one of our bathrooms.
Okay.
And I have totally now thrown out the term man of the house because I feel like the woman of the house.
Nice, yeah.
but with the construction of the bathroom, I had to get the tile that we chose from the store into the truck, from the truck into the house, and then upstairs to the bathroom. And I mean, we're talking like, I would say 10, 40-pound boxes.
Oh, yeah. Tiles are heavy.
Yeah. So I told Dallas, I said, hey, I need the truck, so you need to take an Uber to the airport. And he left the truck for me. Never asked why,
okay.
You know. But I went to the hardware store, picked up the tile, and brought it back. And the guys working on my fireplace are watching me do this. And they're like, do you want help with that? I'm like, no, I think I'm okay. I mean, struggling a little bit.
How do you feel after carrying 10, 40-pound boxes of tile up to your master bedroom?
A little sore.
Yeah.
But, like, I think guys forget, too, like, I carry around a 30-pound kid every day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not weak in any way, shape, or form. Like, Cash is a big boy. He's skinny, but he's tall.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, it was another extra 10 pounds a box.
Yeah, it's just awkward the way you have to carry it.
I know.
And believe me, there is still the persona out there of, like, Loren say, you know, quote, the man of the house, or that's man's work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, that's why the guys were being nice that were working on the chimney. Like, hey, let us, you know, you need help.
Yeah.
Let us do that.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
But I love to hear stories, Loren, of how women take on the persona of the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know we've talked about this before, and the stories just crack me up. Like, my husband hates spiders, so I have to kill them for
right.
him. You know what I mean? So if you are, quote, the man of the house, if you do something that stereotypes a man, like maybe you change the tires, maybe mm-hmm. you change the oil, and you mow the yard and your husband just doesn't do it, we'd love to hear from you at 704-570-9595. You could join Team Loren as a hashtag woman of the house.
Yeah, girl power.
I'm trying to, I mean, Amanda does so much. Amanda does the cooking. She does the shopping.
You know, but here's the thing. Like, I guess I don't really think.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In terms of gender, and I've been at Home Depot and Lowe's and everything like more times than I care to. Well, over the weekend, I was on my way out of Lowe's and there was a guy struggling to get like a Husqvarna thing box in the back of his mm-hmm. truck. But he was like kind of on the phone and like couldn't lift it himself. And I was like, hey, do you want my help? And he was like, no, you know,
a woman?
You can't
what?
Show me up.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Oh, man. I know it's a thing, but we'll have some fun listening to your stories this morning. Kind of. Ladies can brag for themselves. What is it that you do that typically you think would be a, quote, man of the house job?
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Today, actually, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Loren and what she's doing at her house that she bought that she's now remodeling.
Well, yeah, I just don't have a lot of time to wait on people. And I love my husband to death, but he's on the road 4 days a week. So I have to do a lot of the heavy lifting, no pun intended, And I've decided I'm throwing out the term man of the house, and I'm the woman of the house.
Yeah, just picking up stuff that typically would be considered men's work.
Right.
Carrying tile up to your bathroom, you said.
Yeah.
Cement bags.
Mm-hmm.
Roofing. You did a roofing project yesterday for Mother's Day.
Yep.
I was up on the roof with the nail gun. Hey, someone sent us a text message. You know how they do that thing where, like, for Mother's Day, they ask the kids about mom?
Yeah.
This is a second grader who said... You fill in the blanks. Like, she cooks the yummiest dumplings. Her favorite thing to do is take care of me. And then underneath it, it says she can fix blank. And she crossed out, the second grader crossed out, she could fix. And she just put, ask my dad to fix everything.
Oh.
And that's exactly what we're talking about, though.
Yeah.
You know, what woman out there does what typically would be considered the man of the house thing? Tammy in Lancaster, good morning.
Good morning. My husband is scared of bugs. When we first moved into our home in Lancaster, there was these, like, ginormous crickets, and he would scream like a little girl and jump up on a couch or a chair or something. we were cleaning up tarps. We were cleaning up the yard, and there were a couple of tarps out there. So when we were unrolling the tarps, there were three snakes in the tarp.
Ugh.
And my husband runs in the other direction, and I'm the one that has to kill the snake.
Oh, no. I'm also a snake, so I'll still leave that to my husband.
Thanks, Tammy. Tammy doing all the hard work in the house.
Yep. We're getting some text messages. 980 texted in and said, I do all the male gender norms, quote unquote, in our household. Flat tires, clogged sinks, vehicle maintenance. I even tile the bathroom. All me.
What does he do?
I'd love to know.
And he better be overseas in the military or something. Hi, Janine. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are on the Mani, Roy, and Loren show, and you share something in common with Loren. Tell her.
Yes, I do. I actually, my kitchen flooded because of my water heater. So I was like Loren. I went and got all the tile, put it in my car, drove it home. But I actually ripped out the whole wood laminate flooring. With me and my son did it together. And that was a project. And then I hired somebody to come in and lay the tile down.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, saving money, doing it yourself. And I painted my whole house myself. And just, I want it done. It's going to get done.
Yeah. And that demo is expensive, man. You're like, I could just take out some aggression here and do it myself.
Oh, my goodness. You should have heard me with the tools taking out that laminate floor. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're having a little bit of fun and you save some money along the way, but then you do realize that there are professionals that do it for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's Janine now working on her kitchen.
It was a good workout.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Right. I used to go to work with my dad when I was a teenager, and he would do construction, and he would let me demo bathrooms, and I had so much fun.
Yeah. But then it's fun, like, when you do that and you have a contractor, because you can be like, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You finish up.
Yeah.
Thanks for the fun. Sarah in Concord, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you do?
I do, like, all the yard work. I do the hedge trimming, the mulch. Like, she was talking about loading all those bags. Like, I went to Walmart, loaded all the mulch in my car, did, like, 5 trips, unloaded it all. Like, just the heavy lifting and the powered yard tools. It's just, like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Oh, you love doing it.
Yeah, I love being out there. It's, like, it's such a good stress relief. You're outside. You're in the sun. I'm, like, I'm getting a tan. I tell, like, all my neighbors, I'm like, the yard's going to look good, and I'm going to look good because this is a workout.
That's true.
I'm going to ask Loren something here real quick, Sarah, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Loren, you did carry up 10 boxes of 40-pound, 10 boxes of 40-pound tile.
Yes.
Up to your second story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sarah says she enjoys doing the yard work and stuff. Did you enjoy doing that? And if you have to do another bathroom renovation, is Dallas next to carry the tile?
Here's the thing. I feel accomplished afterwards.
That's right.
But I wouldn't say I necessarily enjoy the process.
And you're looking to do it again? Yeah,
right.
I got you. All right. Thanks, Sarah. See, Angel in Forest City, she likes to cut the grass and stuff too, but her husband, it's kind of like a role, gender role reversal, according to society. Hi, Angel.
Hello.
Angel, what do you do?
Well, I love to cut grass and do yard work, and my husband actually attempts to, but I say, no, I'm going to do that. And he'll say, okay, well, I'll cook dinner. So he'll stay inside and cook dinner and hang out with the kids, and then I go cut grass.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks, Angel. Let's see. One more. Here's Kelly. Hi, Kelly in Concord.
Hi.
Today, after Mother's Day, I realized that we're doing this after Mother's Day, which is nice. We're honoring all the women in the world that do the men's work. You know, the so-called men's work.
Right.
What do you do?
So, well, my husband's really, he's just kind of too pretty. like, my brother-in-law has grabbed my hand one time and asked.
Oh, no, your phone's breaking up. Yeah,
a 20 by 20 deck in my backyard. I've completely refinished my basement. I've renovated two vintage campers. I do all the yard work. I change the wax rings on the toilet. I mean.
And what does he do?
Bugs. I do it all. I'm sorry?
What's your husband do?
He is the general manager of a car dealership.
Okay.
Okay.
But I mean, like, what does he do around the house?
Sit down and watch TV.
Nothing. Kelly, you're my hero.
Thanks, Kelly.
You know, I try to be.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. She built the deck, refurnished the basement.
Good for her.
Fixed up two campers.
I want Kelly to be my best friend.
Jesse and Matthews says that his mom does everything. Her mom is an engineer for the power company, and she built a deck too. So shout out to all the women out there. We are getting lots of text messages coming in. Someone says, hey, I'm a single mom. I got news. I already work on cars for a living. I'm a so-called girly girl, but I'm a Jackie of all trades.
Yes, I like that. I might use that myself.
When you're single and 8 months pregnant and your mom asks you to clean the gutters, well, you just do it.
Oh, my gosh. Be careful.
So there you have it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.